This is GQDN for Thursday, March 13th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yes, yes, yes. Put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line and you get 25% off your purchase. So not only do you get the drink mix Quest Worthy, put in the promo code Quest, you get some money off. Ooh, that's good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest, we got lots of stuff up there. Lots of videos. Go check them out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have Power Wash Simulator 2? Really? Space Marine 2 news as well? What did Sony do? Oh, but what are the players doing right now? You know it's the race to world first. Here's your top 5 as it stands right now. And it is close at the top. At number 5, Instant Dollars, Sprocketmonger, Longenstock, 16.5%. Hugo Hero, Sprocketmonger, Longenstock, at just under 5%. That's close. Method, One Arm Bandit, at 48%. Just under 50% for that boss. Echo, Mugsy, that's the boss. Heads of Security, right now at 46.35%. And right now, Liquid is still sitting at the top spot with Mugsy at 43.71%. That is close, y'all. You're only looking at 2%, or just under 3% difference. That is close. But this one wasn't close at all. According to Eurogamer, a free-to-play tactical shooter called Spectre Divide went offline after 2 weeks after its first season because the studio ran out of money. Mountaintop is now closing its doors at the end of the week. And that is because the developer did not see enough active players with the revenue to cover the day-to-day costs of Spectre and the studio. The CEO, Nate Mitchell, wrote in a blog post, quote, "We expect to take Spectre offline within the next 30 days, but we plan on disabling new purchases and refunding money since Season 1 launched via the platforms. We pursued every avenue to keep going, including finding a publisher, additional investment, and or an acquisition. In the end, we weren't able to make it work. The industry is in a tough spot right now. That has always been a passion project for us," talking about the video game itself, "born out of love for this game. An indie team of insanely talented individuals who came together from around the world to build a game we believed in. We wanted to deliver something innovative and original in a crowded genre that would bring friends together around unforgettable moments. We shook up the format, we created a fresh art style and universe, and partnered with some of our heroes. All of us knew from the beginning that the odds were against us, but that's what we signed up for. They took their shot and missed. But will this miss? According to PureXbox.com, the handheld for Xbox could very well be PC-focused, but the console games could work later on. Right now, there are a bunch of reports out there for the handheld console for Xbox, and there has been some confusion amongst the fans whether the device could actually be and whether it would be able to support console games. The initial report of the system did suggest that it'll be just an Xbox-branded ASUS ROG Ally, and that would make it a portable Windows PC that would focus on the PC titles. That's the reports that they've collected. But they also asked the question, will it support the console games? And what they're thinking is, at the beginning of the handheld console, the answer would be no. But it might be able to do that in the future. That is what they are thinking. And The Verge was pondering about that as well, because they said, quote, "Microsoft is also working on combining Windows and Xbox in a way where there's a single store of games and an easier path for game developers to build titles and span across handheld, console-like hardware, and PC game gaming rigs. Xbox President Sarah Bond created a new team focused on the game preservation and forward compatibility in early 2024, which suggests that Microsoft is working licensing hurdles to somehow preserve existing digital libraries for the universal library of Xbox and PC games, end quote. So, could that happen? We shall see. But there's also something else coming to Xbox, because the Copilot for Xbox will be acting as an AI gaming coach. That comes to us from The Verge, because Microsoft is getting ready to launch the Copilot for gaming, and that could guide some Xbox players through gaming and could act as an assistant to download and launch the games. And that's what Xbox is doing. Like Mufasa Suleiman on Twitter, X, did say, quote, "Copilot for gaming, soon you'll be able to turn it for everything from game setup to tips for finally beating a tough level wherever you play on Xbox. There when you need it, out of the way when you don't. Can't wait to try it." So it'll be there to help you. Possibly. We shall see. We'll hear from the Xbox players, I bet. Oh, we got PlayStation players too. Because Eurogamer did say that there might be some classics on the PlayStation Portal cloud. Just know that that feature is in beta right now. Now, some of the streaming features that launched back in November did allow the PlayStation Plus Premium subscribers to access their stuff on their handhelds without the PlayStation 5 console. Now, that would now include almost every PlayStation 1 original PlayStation games and the PSP games from the Classics catalog, which means at launch, keep in mind that this option is right now in beta, you could get 120 games included with that launch. And that means you could get Ape Escape, Tekken, Legend of Dragon, and a whole lot more. Now, according to the PlayStation blog, it is in a bunch of different countries. Too many to name here, but for what we're concerned, it is in the United States. So if you want that beta, might be a good beta to have for your PlayStation Portal. We'll see. I wonder what's on there right now. Maybe Space Marine 2? According to PC Games N, Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2, PTS, has arrived. And with that, you can get an Inferno pistol as a secondary weapon. But what else could be there? Well, there'll be a new PvE map, PvP matchmaking improvements, and adjustments to the weapon restriction, along with the perk. So if you're into that one, just know that that's coming. Something else is coming too. If you are a fan of Critical Role, and say you play Baldur's Gate 3, an announcement may be coming, and Games Radar gave us the news, because Critical Role may be making a game. And how we know this is that the Critical Role co-founder Travis Willingham did reveal that they have a game in the works, and fans won't have to wait very long to find out what the game is. So what could it be? All five of the professional voice actors are a part of that. This could get good. We shall see. Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm a fan. Not a fan of this one, but you might be. Eurogamer.net said that Power Wash Simulator 2 was announced, and while the comment was backtracked for a Switch 2, just know that Power Wash Simulator 2, for now, will be on PC via Steam, Epic Games Store, and the Windows Store, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, sometime this year. And they said that there will be more details about being on Switch 2. Now, we know that Switch 2 has already been announced, and we know that that's going to be further announced next month. But they had to backtrack it because they didn't want to give a date as to when Power Wash Simulator 2 would actually happen. Now, the maker of Power Wash 2, Future Lab, did say that they had 17 million players on the original Power Wash Simulator, and they had some relaxing gameplay along with some other things, and people did like it. But Power Wash 2 will have a central home base, and that'll be for your business. Bet you like that too. Oh boy. Yeah, we did say it was going to be on PlayStation, right? GamesRadar.com said that Sony dropped a new PlayStation Astrobot console bundle. Why not? The digital edition is at $400 on Amazon. The physical edition is at $450 at the PlayStation Store. If you want that, you can get it. And Galvin. Nintendo Switch 2, BWCCF Tech, had almost 400,000 user units shipped to North America in January. I'll let you soak that in. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for a finally Friday. Until then, go play some video games, people.